Friend, are you lonely? There are so many lonely people in the world. As a minister, I sometimes receive email from people who say, I'm so lonely, and some are in despair. Some are at the point of not knowing what to do. Some are depressed. I have a word for you if you are lonely. The first word is God loves you. He is a friend. He wants to be a friend. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is a reliable friend. He is a faithful friend. He is an all-knowing friend. He is a powerful friend, an almighty friend. He is a friend who can do whatever he decides to do. He is a wonderful asset and a wonderful resource. If you do not know God, you are cheating yourself of the greatest relationship possible. That's why those of us who know Him rejoice in Him, because it is so wonderful to know the Lord. And if you're lonely, God is able to provide what you need. He's able to provide what you want. He's able to provide the desires of your heart. That's with the assumption that the desires of your heart are within the will of God. In Psalm 37, verse 4, we read the following. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So when you delight in the Lord, He shall give you the desires of your heart. So if you're lonely today, the first step is to realize that you are denying yourself the greatest possible relationship, and that's a relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And in a relationship with Almighty God, the desires of your heart become possible. And not only do they become possible, they become probable, assuming that they're within the will of God. They become reachable, because Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Let's read the entirety of Psalm 37. Psalm 37, beginning reading at verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous shows mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exhort thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 40.